Yes, welcome back to another episode of In My Own Words, where we stand on our opinions like Charlamagne Tha God stands for being messy to get attention. I know, it's sad, but let's start the show. MLK Day to everybody. I hope that you are celebrating MLK in whatever way you can, whatever way you do that. It is, contrary to popular belief, more than just a day off of work and off of school. And it's not a good time to do early spring cleaning with your kids. Sit them down, educate them on who Martin Luther King was, his legacy, and what he meant to us as a people, as Black people, and as Americans. Tell the truth about Dr. King. So I hope you're enjoying this. This is the first lunchtime episode. Can you believe that? Can you believe we're spending lunch together? What you eating? Let me have some. What you got? Now, you know you're not supposed to be eating fast food. I know that's what you got. Lay off the fast food. Someone said earlier, man, I'm going on a diet. I'm trying to look fit for the new year, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going on a diet. It'll probably happen eventually, but it's not. I'm still in my winter body. You see this? This is my winter body. Now, we're going to get into my body a little bit later. That sounds weird. I probably shouldn't have said it like that. We're going to get into some topics a little bit later when people talk about my body, but we're not going to start there. I want to start by welcoming you guys to Mondays at lunchtime. This is going to be your midday talk show, your lunch stop. While you're grabbing your food, you can chill with Tony. We can talk about some topics, get some things off our chest, and have a great time. You guys want to do that? Have a great time. We got a lot to cover today, but we are going to start with the opposite of what I did last week. If you watched last week, I started out with mail time, and I did some thank you mail. I wanted to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for supporting me. This time, we're going to do it a little bit different. We're going to do mail time, but it's going to be hate mail. Let's do some hate mail. Now, as a new segment of the show, I have to explain it. Hate mail is for all the people leaving shady comments on my social media posts and on my YouTube comments. I just want to share a few because I think it's hilarious. And this is the funny thing about it. It's funny for me. I feel like my life is like a sitcom. Funny things happen to me all the time. But one funny thing is, I said that once people started commenting on my post, on Instagram, tweeting me back, on Facebook, on YouTube, wherever it is, I committed myself to responding to every single one. If someone took the time out of their day to comment and interact with me and my content, the least I could do is jump on and say, hey man, thanks. Hey, I appreciate that. Now, when I thought about that and I made my commitment, I felt good about it because I thought people were gonna be saying, hey man, I really love the show, or hey man, you look great in that jacket, or hey man, you're beautiful. Probably not that last one, but something along those lines. But instead, what I got is a little bit of hate. So we're gonna go through some of the hate mail. And again, I'm a good sport about it. You can leave a comment saying whatever you like. Once I release it to the world, it's no longer mine. It's yours, so have fun with it. But let's talk about some of these comments. Here's the first one. This was from a video that I did last week, giving a wow award to Lizzo. This is from Dante Kelly. Dante said, another non-skinny man making a video. Okay, Dante. What you mean by non-skinny? I mean, I know I'm not skinny, but I ain't non-skinny. Like, what does that even mean? What category does that put me in on the ratio of skinny to obesity to my 600-pound life? What does that put me? Am I closer to the 600-pound life? Am I closer to the skinny? I've never been a skinny guy. I've always been a little on the thicker side. You know what I mean? I wrestled 120 in middle school in the sixth grade. I've never been a small guy. But Dante Kelly, thank you so much for commenting. He says, non-skinny people making video. A non-skinny person can't make videos? What's the problem? All right, that's one. Ray P commented on a video that I did a little over a month ago about Michael Jackson. And he says, defamation. Hope you get sued. Listen, I appreciate you chiming in and sharing your opinion. Number one, I know Mike ain't gonna sue me. He can't. He can't do it. I'm not worried about that. And listen, you can have an opinion on someone and not be defaming their character. It was a joke. These is jokes, people. I swear I need a shirt that just say, these are jokes, people, on the back. It's a joke. Calm down. People get real sensitive about Michael Jackson. Here's another one. I don't know if this is hate mail directed towards me, but maybe towards the subject of the person that I was talking about. I was talking about Kevin Hart and Luis Contreras. I think I said that right. Probably not, though. He went on a rant, and I'm only going to read a little part of it, but I don't even know what this means, and I'm just going to let you know there's some expletives in here, so we might have to beep some of it out. He says, I talked about this before. This is all fake. It's an act, fam. There are actors out here playing their roles. I think he might got beat up from the gay mafia. Time out. Time out. You mean to tell me there's a gay mafia and I haven't found out about it yet? I want to know about the gay mafia. I love mafias. I love mob movies. Where is the gay mob movie? We need somebody, Guy Ritchie, somebody to go out and direct the gay Martin Scorsese. Why have you not made this film? I didn't know there was a gay mafia. This is education to me. He said, I think Kevin Hart got beat up by the gay mafia. He was around with The Rock. I keep telling people his wife didn't care because he's gay. She's getting paid, and that's what matters in reality. Listen, none of that makes sense to me. The most standout thing to me was, you know what? First of all, if Kevin's gay, so what? He's gay. So what? No, I'm kidding. But if there is a gay mafia, please comment, reach out to me, contact me, let me know. I would love to direct your documentary. I didn't know that this type of thing existed. Let's do one more. Ty Young, about 3 months ago, said this about a video that I did reviewing Lil' Kim album, the Lil' Kim album 9. It was a two-word album review. And Ty Young said this why he has 101 subscribers. First of all, Ty, let me explain something to you. I have 151 subscribers. That was 50 subscribers ago, right? It's going to keep going up, and you're going to keep watching, Ty. And no matter how many subscribers I have, you still watch, and you took the time out of your day to comment, and I love you for it. Thank you, Ty. I really appreciate it. That's all the hot mail. Remember hot mail? That's all the hate mail coming hot off the press that I have for you this week. Tune in next week. Maybe we'll do it again. You never know. All right, it's time for another WOW Award. Now, if you're new to the show, a WOW Award is when we select someone who's choosing whackness over wisdom. That means they knew better, but somehow they still didn't do better. I have to give these people a little bit of light just to admonish them, to encourage them, to make better decisions. You know what to do? Do the right thing. Doing the right thing is always the right thing. Now, I have to tell you that the Sultan of Spit Talk has slipped, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about the homeboy, Uncle Charla, Charlamagne Tha God. Now, I have to be fully transparent with this WOW Award because it's very important to me. I'm a Charlamagne Tha God fan. I've been watching The Breakfast Club since I first heard out about it. I was listening to The Breakfast Club before they start putting their videos on YouTube through the iHeartRadio app and through other online platforms. I found their website and Hot 97 website 9-10 years ago and was sending it to my friends like, yo, you got to check out this show. So I am a Breakfast Club fan. I'm a Charlamagne Tha God fan. And I've seen the evolution of Charlamagne over the years. I read his book. I purchased both of them. I listen to the podcast Brilliant Idiots all the time. But I have to tell you, I got to speak up when I see somebody slip up. Now, I'm not speaking up to kick them down. I'm speaking up to lift them up to say, my brother, you don't have to do this. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, let me roll the clip.
Yeah, no, that's
hey, there's a budget for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, that's expensive, bro.
Speaking of budgets, how does money work in a situation like this?
Yeah, what
like,
you mean?
Do y'all get equal pay? You know, because there was a rumor that you was making like $10 million more than Martin.
Hell no.
Yeesh. 11, okay, it was 11, I'm sorry.
Boy, we've been talking for 4 minutes. You don't go to that shit 4 minutes into the damn interview.
That's it, interview.
All right, now what you just saw was Will Smith and Martin Lawrence on The Breakfast Club. This is big. I know they've had big guests before, right? They had Hillary Clinton there, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They had some big guests before, but this is Will and Martin. This is for the culture. You talk about for the culture. This is for the culture if I ever seen it. Now, Charlamagne has had a history of messy ways. He was smelling people's seat when they was leaving. He was talking about sucking farts out of people's butts. I seen it all. But I also seen this man evolve into someone who does really great entertaining interviews while not being messy. Charlamagne talks a lot about not being a shock jock, but what we saw is shock jock-ish, if not just straight up shock jock. You ask that question to Will Smith and Martin, who's only going to be there for 20 to 30 minutes, and Will is already trying to speak life into you, and here you come with the messiness. I know he didn't do it because he really wanted to know. He did it because he wanted to create a viral moment. And when you do things to try to go viral, it looks messy. It looks like you're chasing clout. You're being messy just to get attention, and you don't have to do that because you have the attention because Will and Martin are right in front of you. Now, let me take it back a step. I understand from an interview perspective that Will and Martin are everywhere. Like, I've discovered new YouTube channels that I'm going to continue to watch because Will and Martin are popping up all over the timeline based on the algorithms of me watching everything they put out. And they're showing me, hey, Will and Martin are here, Will and Martin are here. And by the way, I watched the movie and I love the movie, but I'm not going to spoil it. Even though this comes out on Monday, so you should have watched it by now. I went to the Thursday early release. The movie's incredible. That's all I'm going to say. But we're going to save that for next week. We can't really talk about all of it right now. But what I'm saying is Charlamagne was trying to find a way to differentiate himself from all the other content that was going out. They had already went to Elliot. They had already been on Sway. They had New York hip hop media covered. I haven't seen them on Hot 97. Maybe they've been on there. Maybe they haven't. But they're coming here to the Breakfast Club to sit down with Cedar God and Envy and Angela Yee. You don't have to be messy. You can ask some great thought-provoking questions and pull something out of Will and Martin that they haven't gotten somewhere else yet. That would make it more interesting for Will and Martin, make them more apt to come back. As far as I know, neither one of them have been back there. But he asked both of them some, you know, kind of shaky questions just to try to create this viral moment. And you can see with the clips he's putting up on Instagram, he tried to do it. He did it a little bit with the Tupac thing. That was a really good question. But being messy, asking about their money, being messy, asking about those kind of things, I just don't think that's appropriate. I don't think that's things people would ever want to talk about publicly, and for you to throw that on them after you evolved so much from not being the messy shock jock that you were, you evolved so much just to come to this moment, this close to Black History Month, this close to MLK's birthday, to act a fool like that. Come on, Uncle Charlamagne, you do better than that all the time. I know you know better, but for now, you got to get this WOW award.
Oh my God! Wow!
All right, here we go, our deep dive of the week. Listen, for all of you saying that we need to stop remaking movies and making originals, you can shut up forever. After seeing Bad Boys 3, you can shut up forever. I want the sequels to go on forever. If they can make 37 Star Wars, I want to see 37 Bad Boys. Now, I want to talk about the movie a little bit, but not give too much away. Hopefully, next week, we can have a more in-depth conversation. I'm giving y'all a week to watch this movie. If you haven't watched it, go watch it, please. But I will say this. They delivered on this movie. This is how tied up I was into the movie. I remember watching the first movie. It came out in 1995. I think I was 8. I was too young to watch it. But maybe around 10, 11, 12, I watched the movie, and it instantly became my favorite film. Instantly. So when in 2003, the second one was coming out, I had to be there. I had to go. Now, at that time, I was in high school still. I don't think I was even driving yet. So I had to catch a ride to the movies from my grandparents' house. And I watched the movie and I loved it. I loved every second of it. And I've been watching those two movies ever since. So imagine me when I heard that they were coming back to do another one. Now, it's bigger than just the movies. You got to think in 1995, they both were on the rise because Martin had two TV shows out and Will had one. And he was a Grammy Award winning rapper. You got to think about how how momentous this moment was for them to come together. Now, Martin had the Martin show that came out on Thursday, right before Living Single and New York Undercover, right? You remember? Yeah, Martin, Living Single, New York Undercover on Thursdays. And then he had on Friday, he had Def Comedy Jam. So he was getting raw with it on Fridays and bringing the humor and the wit and the snaps, all of that to TV on Thursdays as well. So he had the comedy market covered. And then Will was doing an amazing job on Fresh Prince. There's been a little debate going on which show is better. It's Martin. It's not even close. And I don't want to be disrespectful. Will's show was amazing. But when it comes to the culture, when it comes to what I value, what I love, I can watch every episode of Martin right now and not regret a single second. In fact, I have already this year on BET Plus going through every episode of Martin. So I'm going to give Martin the edge on that. But that's not what we're talking about today. What we're talking about is how amazing it is when a remake or a continued sequel from a previous generation, a previous decade, a previous time, 25 years later, can be amazing if done the right way. It's not about the people who are saying, you know, we need to come up with new and original ideas and give new people a chance. They gave some new people a chance in Bad Boys. They gave some old people a chance too that I wasn't expecting, right? Right at the beginning of the movie, you're like, oh, snap. I'm trying not to give it away. But what I'm saying is when it comes to creating films and creating things that are interesting for people to watch, it doesn't matter if it's a new thing or old thing, as long as it's interesting. But I will tell you with that old thing, one thing that I love about it is that the nostalgia puts it over the top. If you create a really good new thing and a really good old thing, but that old thing has nostalgia, you gotta give the edge to that old thing. I don't care what new movie Will Smith has done over the last couple of years. I've seen pretty much all of them. It didn't have that smell of nostalgia that Bad Boys 3 has. And I will say this about the movie. They did a great job of making an original film that you can watch and love and enjoy without seeing the other two or without, you know, previously watching them right before you walk into the theater. It's a great standalone movie. But if you've seen the other two, they had some great moments where they just gave a little nod, a little tip of the cap to Bad Boys 1 and 2. And it was amazing. It's a heartwarming film. You'll feel the scale of emotions. There were times where I was on the edge of my seat saying, what the heck is happening? How is this possible? How could you make this movie? How could you do this to me, right, as a viewer? And there was other times where I was standing up like, yes, let's go. There are times at the end of the movie, I literally clapped my hands. I had to clap. I had to give them a round of applause. They delivered on the movie. So all of you people out there right now saying that we need to stop remaking movies and making sequels to older movies that you don't care about anymore, let me tell you something right now. We don't care, okay? And I also say this. I need Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson to get back on that court and make White Man Can't Jump 2. Y'all owe us. If Will and Martin can go back and do it, y'all can get Rosie Perez, make the script right. Give us White Man Can't Jump Part 2. We need it. The streets need it. That's my deep dive. All right. Every week to end the show, I want to give you some advice. Sometimes it may be parenting advice. Sometimes it may be marriage advice. Sometimes it may just be life advice. I want to make sure that you walk away with something valuable and tangible from the show that you can apply to your life. And this one, again, goes out to the married men. Men, let me tell you something. This is for the married men, especially if you've been married just a little while. It's easier on you if you just do what she says. I'm telling you, I know you can argue about, well, that's not fair, and that's not right, and blah, 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 blah. You can argue all you want, but listen to me. I've been married for coming up on 11 years. It's easier for you if you just do what she says. Tell me this. If you have a bad day, what happens? You have a bad day. It's tough. It sucks. You try to get over it, but she's going to do what she's going to do regardless. That doesn't mean she won't be loving and caring and attentive, but you're not going to ruin her day because you're having a bad day. She's still going to have a good day. Whatever plans she had for that day, she's still going to fulfill those plans. If she was going on a spa day with her girlfriends, guess what? She's still going to go on a spa day and try to flip that into a good thing for you. You know what, babe? I'm going to leave you here so you can have time to rest and reflect and just, you know, de-stress a little bit. And I'm going to go to the spa. I just told you I was suicidal. You're going to leave me at home by myself? I shouldn't be alone right now. She's still going to do what she needs to do. Oh, but let her have a bad day. Guess who have a bad day if she have a bad day? Everybody have a bad day. The whole house have a bad day. The dog is walking around sad because your woman's having a bad day. I'm trying to tell you something. I'm trying to tell you that you need to just do what she says. I need to teach you a phrase. It's a simple phrase. It's only two words. I want you to say it with me. It's how high. Say it with me. How high. Say it with me. How high. Come on, say it. Like you mean it. Say it. How high. That's what you should say anytime your woman says your name. Hey, Tony, how high? That's what you got to do. Whatever you're doing, drop it. What? I'm gonna act it out for you, all right? I'm in my room. I'm on my phone. I'm tweeting, right? Follow me on Twitter, by the way, at Tony R. Sanders. Should put something right here. I'm tweeting, right? You know, the tweeting is going on. And pretend she calls me from the other room. Hey, babe, how high? That's what we're doing. It's just easier that way. Women are willing to take things emotionally a different place that we don't even have. You know what I mean? Like, they're willing to take it to a different... You ever get in an argument with a woman and she says something and you're like, ugh, where did you even pull that from? Why do you have that in you to be able to say that to me and then still smile later? We're on our way to church now. You're leading a song. You're on the praise team. How could you say that to me and then go lead a song on the praise team? All I'm saying, fellas, is it's easier. It's just easier to do what she says. It doesn't matter. It's not going to stop you from doing what you want to do. Handle her and then you can handle your business. Listen to me. I'm trying to put you up on game. It's in my own words. It's the only way I can give it to you. Just listen to the woman. Listen to the woman. In the words of Sydney Dean, you gotta hear the woman. You gotta listen to the woman. You gotta hear the woman. Okay? Listen to the woman. When she calls your name, just say, how high. Listen, that's been another episode of In My Own Words. I have to tell you that God is everything for me. And if you don't know him, you should get to know him. I'll see you guys next week. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at Tony R. Sanders, and we will have a great time there. If you comment, I'll comment back. Even if it's hate mail, I don't mind. It's all love. I'll see you guys next time. Peace.